Today we're happy to welcome back to the program Quincy College. This time we're focusing on the Physical Therapist Assistant Program and its expansion to the Quincy campus. So Director Dr. Christy Amorosino is joining us to tell us all about it. Good to see you, Doctor. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So the big news, it's coming to Quincy, which I said to myself, why wasn't it in Quincy first? So it was in Plymouth first?
Yes, okay. Yes. So historically, the program was started down on the Plymouth campus in 2015.
Okay.
Graduated its first students in 2017. And since then, it's been only offered on the Plymouth campus, in-person classes during the daytime hours.
Okay.
And over the years, there's just been some feedback from students or potential applicants that just didn't feel they could make that type of commitment. And so we decided to, you know, adapt and try to offer something that was more conducive to maybe the working student.
Sure.
And somebody who would want to, you know, become a PTA, but not have to go to school full time during the day.
Right, right.
So this program is going to be more of a hybrid program where you can take the lecture portion of the classes online and then do the, there will still be a in-person component for the labs.
Okay.
Because we do teach a lot of hands-on techniques.
Can't do that online, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be this combination, and those lab sessions will be in Quincy on the Quincy campus.
Okay.
So that it can, you know, offer an option for people in the Quincy community and Metro Boston area and other areas besides basically what we're offering now in the South Shore and Cape and South Coast areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So will the program at the Plymouth campus remain the same, or will that will remain the same?
Yes.
It will.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll still offer the Plymouth option. So
yep.
We'll have two options with a staggered start. So the Plymouth in-person program would start in September, and then this new program would start in January, so that there's offset start times.
I see, okay. Mm-hmm. So do you think that the pandemic had anything to do with the request for, you know, kind of a virtual or hybrid model, if you will?
Maybe potentially.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think it's twofold, sort of. Some students do not want to learn online. They want to learn in person. And then some students really adapted and sort of, you know, liked having the online option.
Yeah.
But it's not for everybody.
Right.
So having two options, I think, is great. And two locations, obviously, is great. But certainly, I think instructors' comfort level with online learning definitely went up
for sure.
from the pandemic.
Out of necessity,
so
right.
We're all pretty comfortable with that
right.
Format at this
okay.
point. Yeah.
We should probably take a little step back and, mm-hmm. and ask you, what is the Physical Therapist Assistant Program? What does it entail?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the program is a two-year program.
Okay.
At the end of the program, you earn an associate's degree in Physical Therapist Assistant.
Okay.
And it's within those 2 years, you take courses that prepare you to be a PTA who works under the direction and supervision of a physical therapist to, you know, learn all the techniques, but also the background knowledge that you need, such as anatomy and physiology and psychology and, you know, a number of other general education courses as well,
yeah.
you know, in addition.
So this is a specific pathway of vocation, right? This is
yes.
this is a physical therapist assistant. That's like its own separate thing from a physical therapist.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So the main difference is that the physical therapist is, you know, goes to more schooling and more clinical education and is trained to do evaluations of patients as well as treatment. The physical therapist assistant is pretty much only rendering treatment and not doing the evaluation. So when the physical therapist does the evaluation, they come up with a plan of care, and then the physical therapist assistant renders that plan of care.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So would someone going through this assistant program be able to continue onward to become a physical therapist, or would they have to?
Not necessarily,
really?
No.
Okay.
It is its own career path.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There are programs that bridge the two if you so desire
yeah.
to eventually become a physical therapist,
right.
but that isn't the typical pathway.
Okay.
No.
Is that the pathway you took? Because you are a physical therapist.
I am a physical therapist. Yeah. No, I actually entered into a program my freshman year of college that was that gained me a master's degree in physical therapy. And then I actually went back to school not that long ago and got my doctorate of physical therapy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that was your path. That's
yes.
the way you wanted to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an associate's degree, so it's a two-year program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty intensive.
It is pretty robust curriculum,
yeah.
for sure. So we try to prepare our applicants and our students to, you know, to be ready for the, you know, receiving a lot of information in a short period of time. And so they have to have some prerequisites to get into the program so that they can kind of jump right in to the curriculum. Yeah.
So who would be a good student for the physical therapist assistant program, Dr. Yeah?
So we get a lot of variety of backgrounds of students. We do have some that come right from high school, but I would say the majority come more from a post-baccalaureate, having had a bachelor's degree. It's not mandatory or by any means, but a lot of students have earned a bachelor's degree in something like exercise science or human physiology, kinesiology, you know, dance, physical education, things like that, that maybe either they're just going to go in a different direction or it maybe didn't afford them a particular specific career path. And so this, you know, gives them that option.
Yeah. Do you have to be in kind of good physical condition to be a physical therapist assistant? I mean, it's a physical job, right?
Yeah, it is somewhat physical, but I wouldn't say that's a definite criteria.
Okay. All right.
There are certain essential functions that we ask students to acknowledge and be able to do, you know, such as minimal types of lifting and bending and, you know, pushing, pulling, things like that, because you do, when you are working with a patient, depending on the setting, you know, it could be more physical versus other settings that might not be as physical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Would an assistant go, like, to people's homes to perform physical therapy? They would.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So in the physical therapy field, and we offer home care, and PTAs can also work for home care agencies as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what does the kind of workforce look like in terms of finding a job once you come through this program?
It's excellent.
Really?
Yeah. There's a high demand for healthcare workers in general. So that brings us down to physical therapist assistants. To be honest, I get job offers and opportunities in my inbox multiple times per week, at least, from either you know, just colleagues of mine or places that take our students on clinical on their clinicals, looking for PTAs and can I post this job? Can you post this? Can you send this to your students? Can you tell your graduates? So people they're looking for PTAs. So the outlook is great.
Yeah, that probably is a result of the pandemic, the whole healthcare field, right?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah.
Or just more burned out, right?
They were burned. People were burnt out and have found other avenues to use either their healthcare background or not, something completely different.
Yeah. We do have a little video clip of the program. I'm guessing this is at the Plymouth campus.
Yes.
Okay.
This would be at the Plymouth campus. Yep.
To show folks the lab portion. And here it is right here. You can see it in your monitor there. And they're just, these are both students, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Currently, these are second-year students now, so they would have been first-year students in the video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, will you be bringing a lab to Quincy as well, or is there already a lab there?
Yes. So there will be a lab in Quincy that you know, we fully anticipate that it will match the equipment that we have in Plymouth, and that it sort of mimics a physical therapy clinic itself. So they have all the equipment available to them that they would need to learn the techniques on.
Do you have to bring on new instructors for this expanded program?
Yes, we will. So so that is also looking good.
How many students do you anticipate in the first cohort coming up in January?
We've been accredited for 16 students in the new program.
So it's very selective.
It is. It's a small program. And basically our numbers have to be are mandated or overseen by the accreditation of physical therapy education.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after they complete the program, graduate, get their degree, is there any kind of licensure exam that's involved?
Yes.
There is. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a national physical therapy or physical therapist or physical therapist assistant examination, but it is by state as well.
I
so
see.
You have to answer some, you know, state-specific questions as well. So you get licensed in the state that you intend to practice in.
Okay.
So that's a fairly rigorous exam, mm-hmm. As you can imagine. But we have an excellent pass rate. Our students do very well on the exam. And then we have 100% employment rate
wow.
after graduation.
Well, that's
multiple years in a row.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, like all the programs at Quincy College, that financial aid is available mm-hmm. for folks who qualify.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So there's financial aid available, and all physical therapist assistant students get a $3,000 scholarship
oh,
as well.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Very
mm-hmm.
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had past successes, Doctor, that you could tell us about without naming names, obviously?
Oh yes.
But, yeah.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, just going back on the cohorts of students that I've had since I've been here, there's students working in outpatient clinics, in school systems, inpatient hospitals or skilled nursing facilities. One of our instructors now is a graduate, so she's an instructor and a tutor for the program.
Oh.
So she's a great, and she works also part-time in the clinic, so she's a great success story. I have some students that work together still in clinics, and
right?
So they've stuck together,
yeah.
And some work part-time, some work full-time, so there's so much flexibility in this field. It really is a great field to get into. Very rewarding, and like I said, hours and can be flexible as well. So
yeah, although I mean, it sounds pretty full time. I mean, do folks work during the program or
For the program
yeah.
itself? Yes,
yeah.
It's pretty much full time.
Right,
but students do work.
Do they really?
Yes,
wow.
They do. They
have
they
to.
Have to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I suppose with the night and the online options, it affords them the opportunity, to adjust their schedules and maybe even hold a part-time job, right?
Right.
That's
the hope. Yeah.
Just
mm-hmm.
to get through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're working parents, or non-traditional,
mm-hmm.
older students that are
yes.
changing
Which
careers.
Is very common in community college. You know, that the student is a non-traditional student, and so in the PTA program we do have parents, change of career
right.
later on in life.
Yes.
So lots of different backgrounds and responsibilities outside the program, but they can do it.
Yeah.
They do it. So
what is physical therapy?
Mm-hmm.
We never talked about that. We saw the video there.
Yep.
But generally, what is physical therapy?
Yeah. So physical therapists and physical therapist assistants, really the main goal is helping people get back to maximum function, to maximize their function
right.
and get them back to the lifestyle they want to lead. And so that is done through many different techniques, mostly therapeutic exercise, manual therapy, such as soft tissue mobilization, joint mobilization, stretching, balance and coordination training, gait training, or teaching someone how to use crutches or a walker, from something like getting in and out of bed,
yep.
Making sure their home environment is safe. So many facets, but the main gist is that that we want to maximize a patient's function and get them back to doing what they like to do.
And who would be your typical kind of patients,
yeah.
That looks for physical therapy? Obviously,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's post-operative mm-hmm. many times, right?
Yeah, it
yeah.
can be post-operative. Physical therapy is rendered in many different settings. So if you use the acute care setting or a hospital setting, for example, maybe somebody just had a surgery and, they need to meet a few criteria before they can go home, just being able to get in and out of bed independently,
right.
or they might have stairs at home that they need to do. And so that's where the physical therapist comes in and trains them on, whatever assistive devices they might need
yes.
and stairs. And that can sort of also go into a skilled nursing facility, yes. that type of treatment. And then we also have outpatient setting, mm-hmm. where the patient comes to us, and maybe that's a little bit different. The goals are a little different there, where yep. they're trying to get back to a sport or a hobby or something like that. So
right.
it expands,
it's very individual.
A lot of different types of fields.
Yeah, yeah. But mm-hmm. I'm thinking the therapist not only needs the scientific background and the physical background, but also communication skills, right?
Yes.
To determine what exactly is best for that mm-hmm. particular person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of our curriculum too,
is
teaching
yeah.
Communication strategies and yeah, with your patients.
It's
really
exciting.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's coming to Quincy beginning in January.
Yes.
All
yes.
Right.
We're very excited. And any questions or any, any inquiries about the program, people can reach out to me directly.
Great. Yeah. Great to meet you, Doctor. Thanks for coming
Thank you.
Over.
It was great to meet you, too.
You're very welcome.